Undercover video, Senator McCaskill would ban most modern rifles, has same views as Obama. Written by Selwyn Duke. Wednesday, October, 17, 2018. Locked in a tight re-election battle with Republican Josh Hawley, Senator Claire McCaskill has cleverly packaged herself as a moderate. But an undercover video has revealed that while she sings a red state tune, she's a proud member of her blue state band. In fact, she apparently believes in banning all semi-automatic rifles and has basically the same views as Barack Obama, though, as a campaign worker put it, people just can't know that. The video is the latest effort by Project Veritas, which last week exposed Tennessee Democrat Senate candidate Phil Bredesen's previously hidden leftist leanings. As for the McCaskill con, here's what the hidden camera reveals about her true Second Amendment beliefs. Journalist is the Project Veritas undercover operative. Transcription is from Project Veritas. McCaskill, well, if we elect enough Democrats, we'll get some gun safety stuff done. They won't let us vote on it. We've got 60 votes for a number of measures that would help with gun safety, but McConnell won't let him come to the floor. Journalist, like bump stocks, ARs and high-capacity mags, McCaskill, universal background checks, all of that. But if we have the kind of year I think we might have, I think we could actually be in a position to get votes on this stuff on the floor and we'd get 60 votes. Journalist, so you would be on board with the bump stocks and high-capacity mags, McCaskill, of course. Of course, note that leftists often define a high-capacity magazine as New York State does, one holding more than 7 rounds. This is a limitation some police officers say they wouldn't want to be subject to because it's an impediment to self-defense. Yet, despite her strong views on gun control, Senator McCaskill does not tend to promote them on the campaign trail or on her website, writes Project Veritas. Rob Mills, who works on Senator McCaskill's campaign, says that as, because she has a bunch of Republican voters, she hopes, now. Project Veritas continued, another individual who works on Senator McCaskill's campaign, Carson Pope, adds that, a semi-automatic rifle ban is more so what she would support. Realize that, semi-automatic, simply means that every time the trigger is pulled, one bullet is fired. Most rifles sold today fit this description, it's standard technology. This makes McCaskill a radical gun grabber, but not a radical Democrat. A poll released earlier this year showed that most Democrats agree with the senator, with 73% of them strongly favoring a ban on semi-automatic firearms in general, Washington Examiner tells us. An additional 9% somewhat support such a prohibition. Mills also reveals that Senator McCaskill conceals her support of Moms Demand Action, a gun control group, and other similar organizations because they would hurt her ability to get elected. Project Veritas relates. The site continues. Mills, but she doesn't openly go out and support groups like Moms Demand Action or just like other groups that are related to that. Because that could hurt her ability to get elected, Mills, she's worked out stuff with Moms Demand Action to make sure that she can support their goals without supporting the organization openly. And you know, Moms Demand Action does the exact same thing. Like a lot of our volunteers are actually from there. She's really good about strategy and making sure she has a goal and can get there. Another McCaskill campaign figure, field organizer Nicholas Starost, revealed that Barack Obama won't campaign for the senator in Missouri even though they're ideological bedfellows. This is because she needs to distance herself from the National Democrat Party to woo middle American voters. Note that this is the same deceitful tactic Senator Bredesen was revealed to be guilty of last week. As Project Veritas relates on the McCaskill Machiavellianism. Starost, because of how like, cause he's, Obama is, a very liberal candidate. And like, Claire distancing herself from the party is gonna help her win more votes than it will saying like, oh here's Obama, the former president of the United States, to now speak on my behalf, which is unfortunate because I love Obama to pieces, and I'd love to see him come here, journalist, and they essentially have the same views on everything, Starost, yeah. People just can't know that. Project Veritas head James O'Keefe approached Starost in the street after the undercover operation was concluded, and if you want to witness a real caught with your hand in the cookie jar countenance, watch what transpired below. Yet another McCaskill campaign worker, Glenn Winfrey, admits that the senator also has plans to impeach President Trump, though the voters mustn't know this, either. As for McCaskill, she reacted to the Project Veritas video on KOLR 10 News, and, as one YouTube commenter put it, her response basically was "pay no attention to the man behind the curtain, either ignorant of Project Veritas and its endeavors, or just lying in the hope the media will keep most voters in the dark." She actually accused her opponent Hawley, the state's attorney general, of planting someone in her campaign. She reeked of desperation. This deception is unsurprising. As I wrote last week on the Bredesen bust, the Democrats are now a radical leftist party, defined today not by Zell Miller but socialist Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, with no place for moderates, and middle America has seen this fakery before. As I also wrote, Al Gore used to masquerade as pro-life when he was a congressman from Tennessee. Until he sought national Democrat prominence. Then he obediently made the transition to pro-prenatal infanticide. There's a lesson for voters here. Regardless of what politicians say while campaigning to woo the electorate, the reality is that they vote with their party 85-90% of the time on average. Thus, realize that whomever you elect, you're not voting for that person's campaign trail platform, you're voting for his party's national platform. Thus, as with Bredesen, a vote for McCaskill is a vote for Senator Chuck Schumer, Senator Dianne Feinstein, and Representative Nancy Pelosi, and for Barack Obama. So now that the Show Me State has been shown Senator McCaskill's true colors, hopefully they'll show her the door in November. Subscribe to The New American and listen to more by clicking podcast on the top right corner of our homepage. Also, please consider donating to help us push out more content for you, our listeners.